Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so happy to see all of you back up here. I have really missed you guys. You know, the stuffed animals were just not the same. And so I am so glad to have you guys back up here. And I have a very special guest for our children's sermon this morning. In just a minute, we are going to give Stephanie Malcolm a Bible with her name engraved on it and a trophy because she memorized all 100 Bible verses in our memory verse challenge. You see, we have a very special memory verse challenge with 100 Bible verses. And I know that seems like a lot, and it may take you a long time to memorize those. But all along the way, as you tell me your verses, you get prizes. Now, some of them is simply just a piece of candy, and some are items from the treasure box, but we've got some big prizes too, like a pizza party and ice cream and a giant gummy bear, which I know has been very popular, that giant gummy bear. Mr. Timothy Paul has been eating Carolyn's giant gummy bear. And so when you get to all 100, you get a Bible with your name on it and a very special trophy. And we are so excited to be able to give that to Stephanie in just a moment. Now you may wonder, why is it so important to memorize Bible verses? Why is it so important to learn them? Because you are not always going to have a Bible with you, and sometimes you need these verses. We read the Bible because it helps us know what God wants us to do and how God wants us to live. And if you are afraid in the middle of the night, you may not have a Bible right next to you, but you can remember the verse from Psalms that says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." You can remember that and pray and ask God for peace to help you not be afraid, to help you remember that God is there. Now, I worry a lot, and I know that some of you worry too. You may worry about tests. You may worry about if somebody's going to sit with you at lunch on your first day of school. There are all kinds of things that you might worry about. And there's lots of verses for that, but when I worry, I think of the verse that says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." That means that when I worry, I know that I need to talk to God, and I need to ask God for help, and that God promises he will give me peace. He will calm me down and help me to know that it's all going to be okay. And so today, we are so excited that we can give this to Stephanie. Now, I have to tell you that Stephanie was so excited to get her Bible that she already had it with her. But Stephanie, we are so proud of you for saying all 100 Bible verses. And so we have this Bible for you that has your name on it. And we hope that that Bible will be something that you use for a long time as you learn God's word and as you live your life and grow in your faith. And we also have this trophy for you that says, "I memorized 100 Bible verses," because you got to have a trophy for that, right? We are so proud of you, Stephanie. Congratulations.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31.
So I asked Stephanie to say one of her favorite verses that she memorized. And I hope that that verse, as you live your life and go through good times and difficult ones, will be one that you hold on to and remember that God will renew your strength. So we are so happy that God has given us this Bible, that God has given us these words so that we can know how to live our life and what God wants us to do and remember that God is always with us. So let's pray and thank God for his word. Loving God, we are so thankful for your words. Thank you for giving us this so that we can know how you want us to live. Help us to remember your words. May they comfort us and remind us that you are always with us. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.